This was the middle class parish at work, well off, busily charitable, and as much interested in virtue as in wit. There'd been philanthropy before, of course, but this was the first time that businessmen came together with high-profile artists, writers, and sculptors in a campaign of conscience to attack a hideous evil in what was supposed to be a Christian modern metropolis.
The charges of the hospital, if they survived, would be employed in the service of the nation. Most likely in the Navy if they were boys, or in domestic service if they were girls. The foundling hospital was philanthropy with a purpose.
Its charges would be model Britons of the future, not gin-soaked syphilitic rakes. They were going to be sober, educated, industrious, God-fearing, and above all, patriotic. This was Britannia's time.